So this is my tarot reading for the new moon in September, and just really reading to try and connect to the collective and find that little bit of advice for all of us this time of year. So the first card that I've drawn, I'm reading from the Rider-Waite deck, is the King of Wands. Now the King of Wands is about trying to get my words out here. It is about not wanting to adult. And to me, adulting is what takes up so much of our life for so many of us, doesn't it? It's not just work, it's the cooking, the shopping, the paying the bills, the answering the emails, the doing the things that we know we really should do because it makes life livable. But it's very easy as adults to get caught up in adulting and to forget to play. And when I talk about play, that might be playing board games, it might be sports, it might be going for a walk, it might be baking, gardening, creating, culling up with a really good book or listening to music. It's going to be really different to all of us. But the King of Wands is reminding us that we're not meant to be adulting all the time. We're actually meant to be enjoying life as well. We're meant to be finding fun in the midst of all the adulting that we probably have to do. So this is a really good time to check in with yourself. Do you do things on a daily or a weekly or even a monthly basis that are just damn good fun? Okay, I mean, for me, I love playing cards. I try and play Canasta is my game of choice. Try and play that a few times a week with my boys. My kids and I try and make sure that we've got a couple of box sets on the go, and we will sit down and enjoy them together. When I think about what life was like with my husband and what life is like as a single mum, TV is much more enjoyable. With my husband, when he lived here, it was very much a sit down, silently stare at the TV with clear intent. Whereas we do definitely now try and have snacks on the table, candles lit. We laugh, we talk, we enjoy the program. So I do get quite a lot of play, if you like, through watching TV with my kids. And I do try and do some crafting. I've got a sewing machine. I try and make stuff for my kids, and I try and do some painting. I'm not good at painting. Let me make that very clear. I enjoy playing with colour. So that's the first message, really, is the King of Wands. Just make sure that you're not adulting all the time. Okay, so important. The second card is the Eight of Wands. The Eight of Wands is a curious card. It's got the eight wands, and they are all flying through the air in parallel. It's a very symmetrical card. It's a very balanced card of fast movement and life going well. There's a real simple message here. Don't make life harder than it needs to be. I think we're all probably all guilty. I know I am sometimes, making life harder than it's meant to be, of overcomplicating life. Okay? Life doesn't have to be always complicated. It doesn't always have to be a drama. Sometimes a cheese sandwich is a perfectly good meal. Sometimes, a night out can just be going for a walk somewhere nice. Make life simple, okay? Now is the time to simplify your life. And then we have the Ace of Swords. Now, the Ace of Swords, we've got that single sword, the upright sword, and it's thrust through a material crown. This is the logical mind. This is about having an honest view of your life, but it's also about planning, writing lists, scheduling, organizing, and anything in that realm. When I put these three cards together, because the whole point of tarot, where the magic happens, is where we find the narrative between the cards. The King of Wands is reminding us how important it is to play, how we all want time out from being the person in charge. Okay, no one wants to adult all their, all the time. We need time when we can just do things that are fun, that are inconsequential. And even if you don't have caring responsibilities in your life, Adulting can be a state of mind. It can be thinking that you always have to be organized, that you always have to be tidying or cleaning or preparing or thinking, you know, like an adult. So it's opening the door to this need for more play, for more fun in our lives. The Eight of Wands is about streamlining your life, just stepping away from drama and complexities. Think to yourself, you know, particularly when it comes to lifestyle habits, to people in your life, what creates the drama? What takes more of your time and energy than they really, you know, than is really appropriate? And try and step away from that. And the Ace of Swords, plan well. Your planning is so important. A good plan can make life so much easier. It's like writing your shopping list and doing the shopping. If you've got a shopping list, the whole process is much easier because you're not trying to remember things. You're not forgetting things. The Ace of Swords is about planning and having a clear idea also of what your goals are in life. And trying to use this time to streamline and create a better way of living. Because the card at the bottom of the packs is the Two of Wands. And the Two of Wands is about opportunities. When I think about the time of year that we are here, we're in the UK, you know, we are at the autumnal equinox, rapidly heading towards Halloween or Samhain or Winter's Day, whatever you would want to call it. And this is the time to let go of anything that's not serving you. Culturally, I think we would have worked less in the winter years. We would have rested more. We would have withdrawn perhaps into our homes and spent time doing, crafting, mending, talking, dreaming, fire watching. But now in our 24/7 busy life, most of us work a flat full 12 months. And, you know, we don't have that hibernation period. We don't have that rest period that maybe biologically we crave. So to me, this is about being really in tune with the seasons of the year. And as here in the Northern Hemisphere, the evenings get darker and the days get colder, having playful things that you can do that really allow you to connect with your inner child. And I also think then about this new moon. The new moon is in Libra, and I'm not an astrologer, but I'm interested in astrology and reading about sort of this new moon and the impact of Jupiter on this new moon. There was a lot of emphasis on balance, finding the right balance in your life. And I think for most of us, our life is balanced towards the adulting that we need to do, whether that is our caring responsibilities, whether that is our work, whether that is, you know, healthcare issues. I think many of us spend a lot of time in adult mode. And I think that balance now is, do you have time for yourself? Do you have time to do the things that you really want to do for your own joy, for your own happiness? And getting now, as the evenings get darker and colder, now as we're at this beautiful, potent time of balance with both the equinox and the new moon in Libra, now is the time to sit down with a pen and paper and plan. When is your time for you? When is your time to play? And, you know, the honest truth is, I am trying to do this for myself. This morning I've done some reading, which is really nice. I've written my newsletter. I've had some clients. I am working tonight. I've got another client and I'm teaching rune law. So this afternoon, yes, I've cooked the dinner. It needs to be done. Yes, I'm recording this reading because it was on my agenda to do. But I've also been watching some Netflix. I also grabbed myself a rather nice cup of coffee, got into bed, I have to be honest, and I watched half an hour of Netflix, and it was trashy Netflix as well. And I really enjoyed it, and I was really glad of the opportunity to kind of huddle in my bed and just really zone out some trashy TV, because sometimes that's just what our inner child wants the most.